2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 25 to 33.
25到38节.
And the title of my message is The Two Sons of David.
我的讲题是大卫的两位儿子.
I'd like to dedicate this message to all the brothers and sisters in the third service.
我想, 用这个今天的讲道, 献给所有的众弟兄姊妹.
And my prayer is that you will follow the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of David as well as the Son of God, and live for him and him alone.
那我的祷告就是盼望众弟兄姊妹, 我们专心, 一心一意地来跟从我们主耶稣基督。
David had many sons, we all know.
我们都知道大卫有许多的儿子。
But we will just look at two of them this morning.
今早我们只注意两位儿子。
And so we're going to ask Joyce to read from this passage for us this morning in Chinese, and those of us who use English can look through it ourselves.
撒母记下第十四章，很抱歉，突然间这个经文不见了。以色列全地之中，无人像亚撒龙那样俊美，得人的称赞，从脚到头顶毫无瑕疵。 他的头发既重，每到年底剪发一次，所剪下来的按王的平称一称，重200赫克拉。亚加龙生了三个儿子，一个女儿，女儿名叫他玛，是个容貌俊美的女子。亚沙龙住在耶路撒冷有2年，没有见王的面。 亚沙龙打发人去叫约雅来，要托他去见王。约雅却不肯来。第二次打发人去叫他，他仍不肯来。所以亚沙龙对仆人说：“你们看，约雅有一块田，与我的田相近，其中有大麦，你们去放火烧了。” 亚沙龙的仆人就去放火烧了那田。于是约押起来到了亚沙龙那里，问他说：“你的仆人为何放火烧了我的田呢？”亚沙龙回答约押说：“我打发人去请你来，好托你去见王，替我说，我为何从基地速回来呢？” 不如扔在那里，现在要使我见王的面，我若有罪，任凭王杀了我就是了。于是约押去见王，将这话奉告王，便王便叫亚沙龙来，亚沙龙来见王，就在王面前俯伏一地，王就以亚沙龙亲嘴。谢谢。在这边我们看到。
就是要看亚沙龙跟耶稣基督来。I'm supposed to speak English. okay. okay. The first person, of course, is Absalom that we are looking at.
在这里我们看到大卫的两个儿子，当然首位是讲到亚沙龙。Absalom,
he killed his own brother and also rebelled against his own father.
亚沙龙谋杀了自己的亲哥哥，自己的哥哥，同时也背叛他的父亲。And
the second is, of course, the other son of David through ancestry, who is also the son of God that we are comparing him with.
那我们要比较的是来自大卫的后裔，神的儿子。A
woman in Matthew chapter 15:22 cried, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on me."
在马太福音第十五章，有一位迦南的妇女大声地喊着说：“大卫的后裔，可怜我！”So
even the Canaanite woman knew that Jesus is the son of David.
就是迦南的妇女都认识，知道耶稣是大卫的子孙。And
this second son of David, whom we know as Jesus Christ, he has called us his brother instead of just a disciple.
那大卫的子孙耶稣，他不单称我们为他的门徒，他也称我们为他的弟兄。
And he is faithful to his father in heaven.
他对他在天上的父亲是忠心耿耿的。
While Absalom, he rebelled against his father because of the throne.
亚撒龙呢，却为着王位背叛自己的父亲。
Jesus, on the other hand, he died in obedience to save the world, and God raised him up in Ephesians 1:20.
相反的，耶稣为了拯救世人，顺服自己的天父，为我们钉死在十字架上。
And he seated him at the right hand, at his right hand in the heavenly realm. Paul tells us.
神就提升他，让他坐在上帝的右边。
And in comparing the two of them, they both died on the cross.
相同的对比下，这两个大卫的儿子都死挂在树上。
Sorry, it's on the tree.
挂在树上。
And the difference between them is that one died in rebellion, the other died in obedience.
不同的呢，是一个是死于叛逆，另外一个是死于顺服。
And the scripture that we read this morning tells us that Absalom was a very good-looking person.
今早的经文告诉我们，亚撒龙是一个非常英俊的男孩。
But Jesus, according to Isaiah 53:3, he was despised and rejected.
而耶稣呢，在以赛亚书53章告诉我们，他被世人藐视，毫无英俊的外表。
And people hide their faces from him.
世人掩面不看他。
Yet, despite his good looks, Absalom did not have a good character.
亚撒龙虽然有英俊的外表，却没有好的品格。
He killed his own half-brother, Amnon, for raping his sister, Tamar, just like his father, David, who killed Uriah, a lawyer, soldier, and husband of Bathsheba.
亚撒龙杀死了自己的同父异母的哥哥暗算，就好像他的父亲大卫王一样，谋杀了他忠心耿耿的士兵乌利亚。
And David did so because he had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and she was pregnant with his child.
大卫因为患了奸淫，以乌利亚的太太八十八怀了一个儿子。
And so, good looks will not produce good character.
英俊的外表不一定有好的品格。
But it is only the fear of God in our hearts that will produce that good character.
唯有我们从心里面有敬畏上帝的心，能够帮助我们培育出好的品格。
And so let's look at verse 25 to 27, where we look at the physical appearance or the outward appearance, what it can do to a person.
来，让我们看看，27到28节，看一个人的外表如何的影响了一个人的品格。
In verse 25, it says that in all of Israel, there was not a man so highly praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom.
第二十五节告诉我们，以色列全地之中，无人像亚撒龙那样俊美，得人的称赞。
And it describes how good looking he is. That from the top of his head to the sole of his foot, there was no blemish in him.
他是那样的俊美，因为从脚底到头顶毫无瑕疵。
You can't find even a pimple on his face.
你在他的脸上都找不到有一个红点。
And we know that Absalom actually is the third son that was born to Maacah.
我们知道，亚撒龙是大卫的第三个儿子。
And she is the daughter of Tamai, the king of Geshur.
她是哥山王他玛的女儿，对不起。
According to verse 27, he has Absalom had three sons and a daughter.
亚撒龙本身也生了三个儿子，一个女儿。
And he named his daughter after Tamar.
他起女儿名叫塔玛。
And she was a beautiful woman.
是个容貌俊美的女子。
And I'm sure so was Absalom's own sister as well.
那亚撒龙自己的妹妹也长得非常的俊美。
And he named her after his sister because he must have probably had a very good relationship with her.
我相信他起自己女儿的名字和他的妹妹的名字一样，因为他和自己的妹妹有很好的关系。
And so when she was raped by Amnon, she was so mad that he killed him.
当他们同父异母的哥哥暗算谋杀Jenny换了妹妹，刚换了妹妹，他的怒气以至于他杀了自己的哥哥。
And this led to his estranged relationship with his father.
因为他杀害了自己的同父异母的哥哥，以至于他和自己的父亲的关系非常的恶劣。
And we also read here that Absalom was praised for his good looks.
我们知道亚撒龙因他的俊美得到很多的称赞。
And it must have made his parents very proud when they hear it.
那使到他的父母也因这样子感到非常的骄傲。
And so even when Absalom fled to his grandfather's house, David still longed to see him.
当亚撒龙逃到他祖父那里的时候，大卫的心非常的挂念着他。
And Absalom's good looks also gained him many followers.
亚撒龙的俊美也使到有很多的人跟随他。
That they would follow him afterwards to rebel against his father, the king of Israel.
因为很多的人跟从他一起的起来反叛他的父亲大卫王。
And in verse 26, it also tells us that part of his beauty or part of his good looks came from his hair.
那在二十六节告诉我们，他的头发是其中一个石头，他外表非常俊美。
So he took great pride in it, and he only cut it once a year.
他为着自己的头发感到非常骄傲，一年只剪头发一次。
When it becomes too heavy for him to carry it around, he will cut it off.
当他的头发实在是太长太重，他才剪。
And after he cut it, he would weigh the hair how heavy it is.
当他剪的头发，他也会去称一称，看他的头发有多重。
And scripture says it's 200 shekels by the royal standard.
那按王的评称一称重200韩格勒。
You know, when I read this, I asked the question is why? Who in the world weighs his hair when they cut it off?
我读到这里的时候，我就在想，在全世界上有谁会剪的头发去称这个头发的重量呢？
And Absalom did.
只有亚撒龙。
He did because he has this vanity about his looks too.
我相信他因为也为自己的外表感到非常的骄傲。
You know, after the barber store opened up after our lockdown.
当我们的城市开放理发店开的时候。
I went for a haircut.
我就去剪头发。
And when I came back, my wife looked at me and said, "You look better when you did not cut your hair yet."
那我的太太告诉我，你长发的时候很像比较好看。
You look younger.
长发的时候看起来比较年轻。
A person's hair can make a person look better.
一个人的头发实在是可以使一个人的外貌更加的吸引人。
And who knows better than that?
谁有谁不知道呢？
The ladies.
当然姐妹们都知道。
Because some ladies are even willing to pay hundreds of dollars just to have their hair done.
因为有些姊妹甚至愿意花上百块的钱去整理自己的头发。
But I'm sad to tell you, good looks cannot produce good character.
很遗憾的，好看的外表不一定会培养出好的品格。
It only produces vanity and pride.
好看的外表可能只会使到我们更加的高傲、骄傲。
And it was also Absalom's hair that got him killed too.
亚撒龙的头发也是造成他上吊自己的生命。
When he was entangled to a tree branch while fleeing from Joab.
当他逃亡的时候，他的头发被捆在树上。
And he died hanging on a tree for the wrong reason, unlike Jesus.
他被挂在树上死去是因着错误的原因，不像我们的主耶稣。
Looks also cannot substitute for character.
当然，外表不能够代替品格。
Because without a good character, it also tells us that there, this person has no fear of God in him.
因为没有敬虔，没有好的品格，让我们看到亚撒龙的心里也没有敬畏神。
That's why Absalom ended up killing his brother and rebelling against his father.
因为缺乏敬畏的心，以至于他谋杀了同父异母的哥哥，过后又叛逆自己的父亲。
Because his only concern is about himself, how he looks to others.
他所关注的是他的外表，人如何的看他。
And then when he killed Abnon, he thought that with the firstborn son, Abnon, out of the way, he was the next in line to the throne.
他心中可能这样子的暗算，哥哥过世了，杀死了，那我就是另外第二位应该承袭王位的人。
If you have listened to me carefully,I said earlier that he was the third son, right?
如果你有注意的话，开始的时候我说他是第三个儿子。
So he cannot be the next in line.
当然，他不应该是另外代替，就是这个王位的。
Because there's a second, right? And who is the second one?
第二位哥哥是谁呢？
The second one is actually by the name of Daniel.
那第二个儿子其实名叫但以理。
It was David's son born with Abigail.
他是大卫和亚比该所生的儿子。
And it was thought that he died at a very young age.
相信他在很幼小的时候就过世。
And so Absalom thought naturally he will be the next in line.
那亚撒龙很自然的觉得自己应该就是应该承袭这个王位。
But he couldn't wait.
他不能够等待。
And then he rebelled against his father for that throne.
他就为着王位叛逆自己的父亲。
See, good looks cannot replace good character.
好看的外表不能够取代好的品格。
But it doesn't stop people from trying to look good to others.
但是我们世人从来没有放弃要不断的使自己的外表更加的俊美好看。
Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:8, For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
保罗在提摩太前书这样的说，锻炼自己益处有少益处，但锻炼自己的属灵益处更多，有在今生及来世的好处。
You know, in this time and of society,and in our lives presently, you'll find a lot of people spend a lot of money and time going to the gym to keep fit and look fit to impress people.
在今生今世，有很多人花了很多的时间、金钱，去锻炼自己的身体。
But spend very little time to develop their character.
但却花很少时间来培育自己的品格。
Because it is a good character.A person with good character that makes him a good person.
唯有好的品格能够帮助我们成为一个有用的人。
And a good father.
好的父亲。
A good husband.
好丈夫。
A good brother.
好弟兄。
A good son.
好的儿子。
And most of all, a good disciple of Jesus Christ.
当然是好的门徒。
See, only the vain who are concerned with the outward appearanceAnd even perform to do good just to look good to others.
只有虚空的只注重自己的外表，而且在人前人后扮得很好。
But this cannot please God.
这并不能够取神的喜悦。
But it only shows that we are still trapped by sin.The sinful nature in us.
这就看到我们实在是仍然是让这个我们肉体的这个罪性被捆绑。
And the Pharisees were such a group of people.
在新约的法利赛人就是这样的一群人。
They were concerned with the external appearance.
他们非常注重外表的表现。
They want to sit in those high places. They want to be dressed in their long robe to impress the people of the time.
他们穿长袍，坐在好的位置，就是要取得人的称赞。
But Jesus did not hesitate to condemn them.
但是耶稣很不在乎的指责他们。
So, are we more concerned with the looking good from the outside?
我们是否是看重外表呢？
Instead of our inside.
还是我们的内在的品格？
You know, even our choice of leaders today is only by their appearance.
那有时候我们现代的领袖也只注重在外表。
You know, when we choose somebody, we look more on the outside, more than the inside.
我们选择领袖的时候，我们是否是选择他们的外表才干，还是他们的内心？
The outside cannot represent what is going on inside.
外表不能够取代内心的修养。
It's only after time that you realize this person is not good in the inside.
只有花时间跟这个人相处的时候，我们才能够看出一个人真的内向。
And the only one who can transform the inside is God Himself.
唯有神能够改变我们的内心。
And although God can transform him from the inside, if he does not have the fear of God inside him, he also will not be a man of good character.
神可以改变我们的心，若我们缺少敬畏、敬虔的心，我们仍然我们的生命不会有改变。
And Jesus is somebody who is his inside is all the way good.
唯有耶稣的心是完全的良善。
And he displayed by how he seeks to please the Father.
我们从他生命上看到他一心一意的为了要取得神的喜悦。
Even to the point of death, he will obey his Father and die on the cross for others.
他愿为着众人顺服自己的天父，为我们死在十字架上。
The vain and the prideful and the selfish only look out for his own interests.
自私自我骄傲的人只看重自己的兴趣。
They are like the Pharisees in the New Testament.
就好像新约里面的法利赛人。
Only try to look good on the outside just to gain praises from people.
只看重外表的表现，以致能取得众人的称赞。
And we cannot please God just by doing good or just looking good without that godly character.
我们不能够得到神的喜悦，若我们只看重我们的外表，我们的外在的表现。
And so, good looks do not produce good character.
好看的外表不能够产生好的品格。
And we need to have a good character as a believer in Jesus Christ.
信徒，我们在耶稣基督里面，我们必须要培育出好的品格。
Must develop for ourselves a personal character that is good and pleasing to God.
我们要花时间培育出得神喜悦的品格。
Verse 28 to 32.
28到32节。
The story goes on.
故事继续的演下去。
It tells us that after Absalom returned from his grandfather's place.
亚沙龙从祖父的地方回到耶路撒冷。
You see, after he killed his brother Abnon, he fled to live with his grandfather for 3 years.
那亚沙龙谋杀了同父异母的哥哥，就逃到祖父那里住了3年。
And then he came back. He only came back because Joab persuaded David for him to come back.
当耶押请求大卫让他回来，他就回到了耶路撒冷。
And then in verse 28, it tells us that he already lived in Jerusalem for 2 years, but he has no chance to see the king's face.
28节告诉我们，亚沙龙回到耶路撒冷住2年，没有见王的面。
You know, earlier I said that, you know, David longed to see Absalom, but why here he did not let him see him?
之前我提到大卫非常想念自己的儿子亚沙龙，但他回来了已经2年，为什么大卫不见他呢？
We are not told.
我们不知道，圣经没告诉我们。
But we can make a guess that because David saw himself in Absalom.
我相信大卫从亚撒龙的影儿看到自己。
Because of what he did in the past.
因为他自己过去所犯的错误。
And so he was too shameful, not of Absalom, but of himself.
我相信他因为自己的罪感到非常的羞耻。
And that he sees it in his own son.
他也看到这样子的行为在他的孩子身上。
So because of that, that 2 years that he could not see the son, Absalom sent for Joab in verse 29.
因为两年的时间，亚撒龙没有见到自己的父亲，他就派人去找耶押。
And the reason is because he wants Joab to speak on his behalf before the king.
因为他要差派耶押去到父王的面前为他说话。
So he sent for Joab twice.
他派人去叫了耶押两次。
But Joab refused to do so.
但是耶押不愿意来见他。
So in verse 30, we read that he told his servant, "Go and burn down the field of Joab, which is next to mine."
第三十节告诉我们，所以亚撒龙对仆人说，你们看，耶押有一块田，与我田相近。
So when the servants did what Absalom told them, Joab do not need an invitation. He came running to look for Absalom.
当他的田地被烧的时候，耶押不需要邀请，他就跑来见亚撒龙。
And he asked Absalom, "Why did you burn down my field? Why did your servant burn down my field?" In verse 31.
他在三十一节，他问他说：“你的仆人为何放火烧了我的田地？”
And so Absalom told him in verse 32, "You know, I asked you to come and meet me, but you didn't."
亚撒龙在三十二节回答耶押说：“我打发人去请你来，好托你去见王。”你为何不来？
And so, because I asked you to come to see me because I want to send you to the king to ask him particularly why he brought me back from Geshur and he won't see me.
我要差派你去见大卫王，问他为什么我从亚述回来已经两年了，而他不见我。
He might as well leave me there in Geshur.
他不如让我就留在基述。
Then he make a very stunning statement here in at the end of verse 32.
再后他就讲了这样的一句话。
Now then, I want to see the king's face, and if I'm guilty of anything, let him put me to death.
现在要许我见王的面，我若有罪，任凭王杀我就是了。
Absalom never see that he did anything wrong.
亚撒龙没有看到自己犯了什么错误。
In that statement, it tells us that he has no remorse at all of killing his own brother.
在这段经文让我们看到，他对杀死了自己的同父异母的哥哥毫无感到内疚。
No matter how wrong Amnon was, he has the king is the one who makes the judgment, not him.
无论暗算有多么的错，应该是王判断他，而不是他自己。
And so he wanted his request to be made known to the king.
他要他的恳求让王知道。
And also his wishes to be granted.
他也要他所要求的被应许。
What is the wish here?
他所想要的是什么呢？
To be treated like before as a king's son.
他要王像善待他如以前一样。
In other words, he's acting like a spoiled brat.
他就好像一个被宠坏的孩子一样。
And I think his three years with his grandfather actually make his boy brat mentality even worse.
可能跟祖父住了三年，这宠坏孩子的性格更加的多。
Because grandfathers tend to spoil their grandchildren.
因为祖父总是要宠坏自己的孙子孙女。
So don't let your children stay with their grandfather too long.
所以不要让你的儿女们跟你的祖父父母住太久。
Because when they come home, you're going to have a hard time handling them.
他们回到家的时候，你们就知道后果。
And Absalom had literally gotten away with murder.
亚撒龙简单的就他谋杀的这个错完全的就取消。
He only got a little slap on the hand when he came back.
他回来的时候就很像手这样被轻轻的敲打一下。
Because he was sort of quarantined in his house for 2 years.
就好比他就在家里待留了两年。
But he was unhappy.
他不高兴，非常的不高兴。
He wants to be treated like the prince before can go in and out of the king's court without problem.
他要像之前一样好像王子一样可以随意的进入王宫。
When he himself have not apologized or admitted for the pain and shame he brought to the family.
他对自己所作所为毫无罪疚感，毫无感到羞耻。
We don't see this at all, even in verse 32, when he was asking or demanding.
在三十二节，我们只是看到他的要求、强求，而没有看到他任何的懊悔。
See, a person of good character is remorseful and repentant.
一个有好品格的人做错的事会感到懊悔。
You know, to be a good son, a good husband, a good father, a good brother, or a good disciple, it's not just appearing to be doing good or looking good.
一个好的父亲、儿子、丈夫，或耶稣的门徒，不是单单外表的重要。
But he must be willing to admit his wrongs.
必须要承认自己做错，当我们犯了错误。
And even remorseful to accept any consequences.
而且应该懊悔，愿意接受任何的后果。
But Absalom's last statement in verse 32 didn't show any of these things.
亚撒龙在三十二节告诉我们，他一点懊悔的态度都没有。
Even though he says, "Let him put me to death," it's more like a challenge than anything else.
他讲就让我死吧，的话。口气是一个挑战，过于是一个承认自己的错误。
Because he says, if the king find me anything guilty of any of these things that is sinful, put me to death then.
他说，若王能够查出我有任何的错，就让我死吧。
It's more like a demand than a request.
是一个强求，而不是一个要求。
One with an entitlement spirit, insisting of his right, not taking responsibility. For any action they have done wrong.
就好比一个人强求应有应得的，而不愿意承担任何的责任。
So when you look at the character of Absalom, he has left nothing good for us to follow.
当我们看到亚撒龙的行为，我们实在是没有什么好可以学习、跟从、效法的。
And so the question is, have we left anything good for people to emulate, to follow?
我们的可能我们要问自己，我们是否给人家留下好的榜样，可以效法跟从呢？
Especially when we are believers of Christ Jesus.
尤其是我们是信徒，耶稣的门徒。
Of course, we are all not perfect.
当然，我们都不完全。
We have good examples and bad examples.
我们有好的优点，也有坏的。
But we can still learn from the bad example by avoiding what the bad examples are.
我们可以从坏的榜样学习，就是不要重复同样的错误。
But if a person's his character is not even good at all, and he's always doing bad things, then Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character."
保罗在哥林多前书十五章教导我们，就是警告我们坏的乱友会引导我们做坏的事。
And so what Paul is saying is that you know, don't be deceived by those people who appear good or look good, because if they have bad company, they will only corrupt you.
保罗在这里是提醒我们，不要只是跟从那些从外表看来是非常吸引人的，但是没有好的品格，不要跟他们做朋友，因为以至于你被他们影响，有同样败坏的性格品格。
So the implication that is that we must not hang out with this kind of people for too long or too much.
提醒就是我们不要跟不好品格的人相处太久。
Or we'll become like them.
不然我们就会被影响。
But we should be spending more time with those with good character.
我们应该花更多的时间跟有好品格的弟兄姊妹相处。
And so of the two sons of David, we must spend more time with Jesus than Absalom.
大卫的两个儿子就是提醒我们，我们要花更多的时间来亲近我们的主耶稣，而不是亚撒龙。
We are to read the scriptures, learn about him, study the scriptures, about his teaching, so that we can do as he says or taught.
我们应该花更多的时间来学习神的话语，认识真理，以至于我们能够效法耶稣所要我们活出的生命。
Because when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he says, go and make disciples. Then somewhere at the end, he says, command them to obey all of my teachings.
因为耶稣在大使命的时候说，你们要去使万民做我们的门徒，他也说，你们必须要教导他们。
And we always focus on the first part, but that part we tend to forget or ignore.
我们常常只把我们的重点放在你们要去，而没有放在教导。
And then we have so-called disciples who does not even know the teaching of Jesus, who does not even obey the teaching of Jesus.
因为我们实在是有很多的门徒，不单不认识神的真理，当然也不效法神的教导。
Because we ignore that part.
因为我们忽略了教导。
And so when you sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus, do you really mean what you sing?
我们常常唱这首诗歌，我要跟从耶稣，我们是否真的是从心里面发出这样子的一个祷告，我要跟从耶稣。
And if you say yes,
若答案是是的，
then you should be doing what Jesus has taught us.
若是的话，那我们应该真的要守耶稣所教导我们的。
Then we should be doing what Jesus is doing.
我们必须要效法耶稣所做的。
Then we can be a good son, a good husband, a good father, a good brother, and a good disciple.
我们才能够成为一个好的儿子、好的父亲、好的丈夫、好的门徒。
Because the more we are like Jesus, then we'll be humble like him.
我们越像耶稣基督，我们就越有他的谦卑。
Instead of prideful like Absalom,
而不是像亚撒龙一样的骄傲。
And in our humility, then we can admit we did what we did is wrong. We will admit it.
当我们有谦虚的时候，我们才会承认自己的过错。
Instead of giving reasons or excuses for them,
而不是给很多的理由为自己所作所为而辩护。
And then to be like Jesus.A person of good character is also being sacrificial.
像耶稣一样，也必须要有牺牲的品格。
Because the vain and the prideful person only cares about himself.
因为自大骄傲的人只注重自己。
And he will have the entitlement spirit like the generation we live in today.
就好像今天世人所住在这个世纪的人一样，就是觉得什么都是应有的。
So if you want to have a good character, you not only have to fear God, but you have to do exactly what Jesus says.
如果我们要有好的品格，我们不单单要像耶稣一样，我们实在要是遵守耶稣的教导。
And follow his ways.
学像效法耶稣的榜样。
You know, we often hear people tell us, just be yourself.
我们常常听到人家说，就属于自己吧。
We understand what they are trying to tell us in that phrase.
我们明白这他们在说什么。
But have you ever stopped and considered?
你是有停下来反思
？That the self is always sinful by nature.
因为我们。本性，我们的本性是恶的。
So it's better for us to be more like Jesus than to be ourselves.
所以我们应该更多的像耶稣，多过于像自己。
You know, if you want to be a person with good character, then look to Jesus.
若你想培育出好的品格，常常仰望耶稣。
Don't look at the people around you, even if they are Christian or disciples of Jesus Christ.
不要花时间在效法你周遭的基督徒。
But sadly, we always look at the outward appearance.
很遗憾的，我们实在是看重人的外表。
We choose people just because they look good or they say the right thing.
我们选择的领袖常常就是可能是他们长得英俊或他们很会说话。
You know, the smooth speaker always get his way or influence us.
一个好口才的人常常可以使到我们跟从他们。
And we are led into the big hole in front of us that we don't even know.
我们可能就被带入掉入这个陷阱里面，坑里面，自己都还不知道。
And a person of good character is a person with a righteous courage as well.
一个好品格的人也有一个敬虔的勇气。
Which we find in verse 33 that David is lacking.
我们在33节里面看到，这是大卫所缺乏的。
Because after Joab told him in verse 33, told him about what Absalom wanted, the king summoned Absalom and he came in and he bowed down with his face to the ground before the king and the king kissed Absalom.
因为33节告诉我们，当耶雅这样告诉大卫的时候，大卫就叫他的儿子来见他。当亚撒龙俯伏在地上拜他的时候，他就以他亲嘴。
In other words, that verse is telling us that David accepted his son unconditionally.
这里告诉我们，大卫就毫无条件的就接纳了自己的儿子。
And we can understand.
我们当然理解。
Because he's being a good and loving father.
因为他是一个又仁慈良善的父亲。
And like the father of the prodigal son, he embraced him and kissed him when he came back.
就好像浪子一样，当浪子回来了之后，父亲就拥抱儿子。亲吻他。
But one thing he failed to do.
有一样事情他没有做到。
To confront Absalom courageously of what he did.
他没有指出儿子所犯的错误。
Absalom killed his eldest son.
亚撒龙杀死了自己的哥哥。
And he just ran away.
他过后就逃跑。
And he did not even lift a word to mention anything about it.
大卫连一句什么都没有说。
Whereas, when he sinned, Nathan the prophet came and confronted him of killing Uriah.
当他犯罪的时候，亚当先知来到他面前指责他的错。
It shows he has not learned.From that incident.
所以看到大卫实在是没有从自己的错误当中学习到功课。
Neither did he learn from the discipline that he had to for, that he has received when after Nathan confronted him.
他也没有学习到他在拿单指责他过后，他所必承受的后果。他实在是没有从当中学习到功课。
Because he was disciplined.By God Himself.
因为上帝自己指责他，惩罚他。
God took away His son that was born in that adulterous affair with Bathsheba.
神取走了他跟Bathsheba所生的这个儿子的生命。
You see, love without confronting sin is not love.
真爱并不会闭着眼睛不看错误。
But it bring out, because if you do not confront the sin, it actually bring more problems for everyone else.
当我们不处理罪恶的时候，这个罪会影响更多，带来更多的后果。
Sin without bearing any consequence will only help the sinners to continue to live that kind of life.
当一个罪人做错事情，没有被指出他的错误，只会影响他更多的去犯错。
But sadly, instead of confronting sin, we often reward them.
很遗憾的，很多时候我们不单单没有处理错误，我们还奖赏犯错的人。
And this is what's happening in America.
这就是在我们美国所能够看到的。
You see the looters and the vandalizers on the street. It's a result of all this.
我们可以看到在街上的这些抢劫，这些在
破坏
做了很多破坏性的这些行为。
Because we dare not confront sin.
但是我们却不敢指出罪恶。
Instead, we give excuses and rationalize their sin for them.
而我们是给很多的理由来辩解，来讲他给他们原因，他们的行为。
And so we reinforce and we empower their sinful behaviors.
我们就是加强，而且帮助他们继续的做错。
And sadly to say, when we do that, we have to face the problems that come with it afterwards.
如果我们这样子不处理的话，后果是很难想象的。
Just like David, when Absalom rebelled against him, he has to flee for his life.
就很像大卫一样，之后当亚撒龙反叛他的时候，他要为着自己的生命逃跑。
See, we are no different from David when we do not confront sin.
我们跟大卫一样，当我们不指错人的错的时候，
when we don't have the courage to speak out against the sin in our midst.
当我们在我们没有这个勇气提出错误的时候，
and in the name of love and grace, we are afraid to hurt people's feelings.
因我们用着仁慈爱来包容他人的错误，
and then we create more problems for everyone else.
以至于使到整个大的环境有更多的问题。
And so we only empower and reinforces their bad behaviors.
我们只有加强那些坏的行为。
When we are more concerned about people's feeling over how God feels about sin.
当我们所注重的关注的是人的感受，而不是神的感受。
You see, God is takes sins very seriously.
神是很严格的来看重罪恶。
And he demands that sin must be paid with a price.
他也强调罪必须要有代价， 要付代价。
But yet at the same time, God in his love paid that price for us.
但仁慈的神却为我们的罪所付上了这个代价。
It is not without consequence.
不是没有后果。
There is a consequence for sin.
罪是有代价的。
But God in his mercy paid it with his son's life.
神的仁慈借用自己儿子的生命为我们偿还了我们的罪债。
But people are more prone to overlook sin, especially where there is a relationship with the sinner.
我们很容易就轻看罪行，当这个犯错的人跟我们有关系。
A young boy growing up in the church can grow upwhen you know him as a boy, can appear to be very good.
就像一个小孩子在教会里面长大，当他们成了，从外表看来是非常的好。
You only looking at the outside.
从外表是非常的优秀。
But when he grows up, do you know what is going on the inside?
当他们成长了，你们知道他的内心世界是怎样的一个人吗？
Can you guarantee that he's a good guy now as an adult?
当他们成长了，你可以保证他有好的品格吗？
Even God cannot guarantee it.
就是神也不能够肯定。
Because the guy can make his own choice to do whatever he likes.
因为每一个人都有自由选择。
But if we truly love him and when we see him do something wrong, we need to confront him of his sin.
但是若我们真的爱这位弟兄或姊妹，当我们看到他犯错的时候，我们应该在爱里面说诚实话，指出他的错误。
Whether they are related to us biologically or spiritually, we need to confront them of their sin.
无论是在肉体或者在属灵上的这个关系，我们都应该指错人的罪。
No, but we are either too gracious or too afraid to hurt people's feelings.
我们是太仁慈呢，还是我们没有这个胆量指出他人的错误？
And thus we allow the sinner not only to go free of the, from their sin, but bear no consequence.
以至于我们让罪人就是不惜有付出任何的这个后果代价，就这样的自由的继续的生活。
And continue to hurt others.
继续的伤害他人。
See, we are called to follow Jesus.
神呼召我们来跟从耶稣。
But are we really doing so?
我们是否真的是在跟从耶稣？
Because when we look at Jesus, Jesus did not fail to confront sin.
因为我们看到耶稣的话，耶稣从来不会不指责罪。
Even the sins of the righteous leaders or the religious leaders of his time.
就是当时候的宗教领袖。
You know, most of the time, we are following the world more than following Jesus.
很遗憾的，很多时候我们跟随世界多于跟随耶稣。
Especially when the sinner is someone we know or related to us.
尤其是当那犯错的人跟我们有关系。
Because we don't have the righteous courage to speak out against sin.
因为我们没有这个正义的这个勇气来指出罪。
And so in conclusion, we can say that good looks is an advantage.
在结束我们可以说好看的外表是很多益处。
But it can bring about vanity and pride if we are not careful.
若不小心的话好看的外表只会让一个人自高自大。
Being gracious is good.
仁慈是好的。
But not good when we ignore sin totally.
但若我们因为仁慈而忽略了罪恶，那就不好。
Even desiring to look good to others is actually not wrong.
要让人家看到我们的这个好看、好行为，并没有错。
Wrong when we don't deal with sin.
错误是当我们忽略了罪。
But we only end up reinforcing sin and empowering people to continue to live in sin.
不要加强使人继续的活在罪里。
And as a result, hurt others because of our failure to confront sin.
因为我们的忽略使到其他的人受到伤害。
There's an Italian Renaissance philosopher and writer.
有一个意大利的一个作家。
His name is Machiavelli.
他的名叫 Machiavelli.
And he's well known for writing a book called The Prince.
他的一本非常的著作是叫做
The Prince, 王子。
Prince.
Yeah.
Prince 是王子。
And this guy, he observed in society and especially in politics.
他这个人他非常的注意就是政治。跟社会的这个角中。
So he came to a conclusion that good guys do not win.
他的结论就是好人没有好结果。
So he advocated that we should learn from the bad guys how to get ahead in life.
所以他就是教导人必须要学向那些坏人，但是在他们的前一步。
And sad to say, a lot of people are doing this.
很遗憾的，很多人我们是在这样子的学。
In this world today,
在这个世界上,
even among Christians,
整是是基督徒,
unlike following Jesus as he taught us to do so,
而不是教导耶稣所教导我们的。
And Jesus has warned us that we are not to be like the world, and neither do we are to love the world.
耶稣也警告我们不要效法这个世界，也不要贪爱世界。
But sadly, we are making excuses and rationalizing sins for ourselves and for others.
不要给自己的罪或他人的罪有借口或者是理性化。
Because when you do that, you're going to reap the same evil and violence on the street you see today across the country.
若我们没有做对的话，后果就会像今天美国的这个世界这个城市这样。
A society that says good is evil and evil is good.
一个社会把好当作是坏，把坏当作是好。
And not call out sin as it is.
而不称罪而称为罪。
And if you don't do it in the church, you definitely would do it in the world.
若在教会里面我们不指责罪的话，那在这个世界上根本不可能指责其他人的错。
So let us be more like Jesus.
盼望我们效法耶稣基督。
Than like the world.
而不是像效法世界。
Let us love Jesus more than we love the world.
让我们爱耶稣更多，过于世界。
Because Jesus called us to hate the world and not to be like them.
耶稣呼召我们要恨恶这个世界，而不是像效法世界。
And definitely not to love the world more than him.
不要爱世界过于爱耶稣。
And this is the first of the Ten Commandments.
这是十诫里面的第一个第一节。
And God is serious about it.
神非常看重。
Don't let him take the lampstand away from us as his church.
不要让上帝把这个灯塔从我们的教会中移走。
Because God one day will say enough is enough.
因为有一天神会说就罢了。
And he will remove.Like he says in Revelation.
就好像在启示录的话，他把那个灯塔移走。
And let us be alert as we go on living in this world as believers.
让我们能够警醒，活在这个世代里面。
And question every thought and action that we do.
我们常常反思我们的行为，我们所说的。
Is it pleasing to God or is it shaming his name?
我们所说所做是否荣耀神的名，还是羞辱他的名
？And don't let him say like Isaiah say that you know all your good works are like filthy rags.
不要像以赛亚所说的，我们的义就像那污秽的地毯。
And we will end up missing the mark.
而我们没有达到神的标准。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我们。要求你怜悯，怜悯我们每个罪人，在你的面前，很多时候缺少了你的公义，你的圣洁。我们让世界上的思想教导影响到我们做你的儿女，使到我们不像耶稣，乃是像世界多过像你。神啊，你怜悯帮助我们，在以后的日子里面，我们可以继续的更像我们的主耶稣基督。阿门。